You're listening to Good Morning Gwinnett, a division of Noise Media Network, hosted by Audrey Bell Kearney, sharing stories about people and places around beautiful Gwinnett County and beyond, Monday through Thursday at 10 a.m. Southern living at its best.
Good morning, all my Gwinnettians out there in Gwinnett Land and all of my friends around the world. It's a beautiful day here in Gwinnett County, 67 degrees, only going up to a high of 73, so that's only like a 6-degree jump, but nonetheless, beautiful. Hope you're having a wonderful Monday, and I hope you had a great weekend. So what did you guys do this weekend? I had a pretty chill weekend. I went to Atlanta. I met with my tech group for Blacks United and Leading Tech. I'm the president of the Atlanta Metro Area Chapter. So we had our meeting on Saturday, which is pretty doggone cool. Speaking of pretty cool, I'm going to give a shout out to Nicole Harris. Nicole Harris owns a beautiful store inside of Phipps Plaza called Merge Co. I thought it was such a great concept the way she set that up. So the way the concept is set up is that if you are a designer and you want to put your clothes in her store, there's a vetting process. But if she likes what you have to offer and you can handle the demand, she offers you an opportunity to display your clothes, your fashions inside of her store, inside of Phipps Plaza. I had never been in Phipps Plaza. Saturday was my first time going there. It is a beautiful mall. I saw Gucci and I saw Nordstrom. As a matter of fact, she's right upstairs about one door over from Nordstrom. So I thought that was pretty good location. A pretty good location for her to be. Just a beautiful, and people passed by going to Nordstrom, so they stopped into her shop and saw what she had going. I love the whole concept. I thought it was, and here's the thing, her fees that she was letting people put their stuff in her store for were just amazing fees. Like, I was like, oh my God, like, I mean, like, if you wanted to get your stuff in her store after she vetted you and things like that, I think her fees for displaying your stuff was $360 a month plus a portion of the commission, which I thought was just amazing. It was a great opportunity, and I thought what she did was just cool. So she has a beautiful store. So if you are in Atlanta and you just happen to be in Phipps Plaza, go by Merge Co. She's upstairs right next to Nordstrom. So it's pretty doggone cool. And parking is free. I was excited about that because a lot of times I go to Atlanta and the parking is horrendous. And so parking was free and easy. And I was like, I love it. So parking was free. The stores, the mall is beautiful. Phipps Plaza is beautiful. I had never been there before. So that was interesting too. So anyway, check out Merge Co. She's in Phipps Plaza. We had a wonderful time. She set up some chairs for us in the space. And we got a chance to do some networking. And we talked tech for about 3 hours. And that was pretty doggone cool. So thank you, Nicole Harris over at Merge Co. for your just hosting us and inviting us into your space. Was beautiful. Now, let me say this now. Don't go in there if you ain't got no money. You can get the magazine. The magazine is $30. She has a Merge Co. magazine, too. But it is a high-end luxury store, just like Gucci. And the stuff is amazing. She has some beautiful stuff. And people were buying. So, it was beautiful quality merchandise. And so, I thought it was pretty cool. All right, today is Monday, March. Today's Monday, May the 22nd. Yes, it is. It's also Harvey Milk Day. I have no idea what Harvey Milk is, but Harvey Milk Day. So Harvey Milk was the first gay politician in California and leader of civil rights movements. He's remembered. That's who he was. Harvey. So Milk, that's his name, Harvey Milk. International Day of Biological Diversity. International Day for Biological Diversity. National Maritime Day, Canadian Immigrants Day, Biomusical Instrument Day. All right, now, I don't know about that part, unless you need one. Who's just going to go out and buy a instrument? Bitcoin Pizza Day. Okay, what does that mean? Oh, that means pay for your pizza with the Bitcoin. Yeah, that's what that means. I'm like, what does that mean? National Boss Babes Day. Shout out to all the boss babes out there. I see y'all boss babes. International Cocoa Mom Day. International Cocoa Mom. Declaration for the Bab in Shiraz Shabbat. I don't know what that means. Someone does. National Craft Distillery Day. National Julie Day. So if your name is Julie, shout out to all the Julies in the world. National Solitaire Day. I remember when computers first came out, and Solitaire came installed on every computer. Yes, it did. And I would sit there for hours playing Solitaire. I haven't played Solitaire in a good 20 years. Yeah, for real. Solitaire came installed on all computers, and when you were supposed to be working, you were at work playing solitaire. So National Solitaire Day. Slavery Abolition Day. Okay, I'm just all over the place. Slavery Abolition Day. Sherlock Holmes Day. National Vanilla Pudding Day. If you like vanilla pudding, do your thing. Victoria Day. If your name is Victoria, shout out to you. But I think that's for Canada, though. But your name may be Victoria. World Goth Day. Yeah, goth. You know the people that wear all the black makeup, black lipstick, black fingernails. Goth. That goth. Shout out to goth people. World Paloma Day. World Paloma Day. Yep, that's a cocktail. World Preeclampsia Day. I had preeclampsia when I was pregnant with my daughter. I sure did. It was funny because I went to the doctor and he told me you're going to the hospital. It wasn't time. She was a preemie. She was a month early, but I had preeclampsia, and he pushed his finger inside of my leg, and it just left an indention, which means I had so much fluid in me. So I had to go to the doctor. I had to go to the hospital so they could induce labor so I could have a baby. I was like, yeah. I told her dad at the time. I was like, yeah, but I need to stop by and get me some watermelon first. Yeah. So and then she was born. Emma Chamberlain's birthday. Happy birthday, Emma Chamberlain. It's your birthday. Those are your national holidays and birthdays for you. That's all I got. Let's keep the train going. Let's get on with these horoscopes brought to you by noted astrologer Micah Thousand for today, Monday, May the 22nd. We're going to kick it off like we always do, and that is with Aries. Use your creative abilities to come up with new ideas and directions. Offers of joint ventures are likely. Travel could bring you the adventure and excitement you require. Okay. Use your creative abilities to come up with new and exciting new ideas and directions. All right, what you coming up with today, Aries? You got some new ideas? It's so funny, y'all. So I found out, I took this thing called human design quiz or test, right? I took the test and I found out I'm a manifestor generator. Had never heard that before, but it explained a lot. And when I read what a manifestor generator was, they were talking about me 100%. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And I said all that to say, you know, I get a million ideas that I'm not supposed to act on. Yeah. That's because that's who I am. So that's pretty doggone funny. Anyway, use your creative abilities to come up with new ideas today, Aries, and new directions. Okay, if you don't know what human design is, go look it up. It's pretty amazing, y'all. It gives you new insight into yourself. Taurus, your mate may be distressed if you refuse to make a commitment. Try to enlist the help of those you trust in order to fulfill the demands being made for you. Try not to attempt to do something unless you are fully intent on following through with your plans. Here's the thing, Taurus. If you don't plan on doing it 100%, don't do it at all. Right? Don't start it. Because I understand you want to start something, but then you might want to look at it. Are you really going to do it? That's what you got to ask yourself. Are you really going to follow through? If you're not, don't do it. You're wasting time. Gemini, you can offer your mate a commitment or promise that will help stabilize your personal life. Opportunities will unfold. However, you must be willing to pay the price. Oh, you got to pay the piper, baby. If you put your mind to it, you can entertain a host a multitude of social events. I don't know about you, Gemini, but that's them social events, not my thing. I mean, I do them because I have to. If I didn't have to, I wouldn't do them. In the meantime, opportunities are going to unfold, but you must be willing to pay the price, baby. You got to pay the piper for that opportunity. Cancer, you can become obsessed with detail and must be sure to divide your time appropriately. Watch your weight gain due to water retention. You can expect to feel confused about your personal prospects. All right, let me tell you something. I lost another pound and a half. I was ecstatic. So, Cancer, you just may have some weight gain due to water retention. Yeah, so you might want to get rid of some of the fluid and you'll feel better. All right. Leo, you will learn a great deal from the foreigners you meet. Travel will be on your mind, but you should be sure that they give you, that you've got all your work up to date. Travel's on your mind, but your work needs to be up to date. It's hard to stay mad if the object of your anger refuses to react. Yeah. That part right there. Like, you're going to be mad by yourself, Leo. that person's like, you know what, I ain't got time for this nonsense. Stay mad if you want to. I'm going. So why waste your energy staying mad? They're not even paying you any attention at this point. They don't care if you're mad or, if you're mad or not. So why waste your energy being mad? Obviously, they don't care about it. They have moved on and you're still over there stuck on mad. I'm just saying. Virgo, you should sit down with someone you trust and work out a budget that will enable you to save a little extra. Investments will cost more than you anticipated. Your interest in helping others may take you back to school. Yep. Listen, if you don't know what you're doing with your money, Virgo, sit down and talk to somebody. I know everybody, I don't need to talk to nobody. Nah, you don't know how to manage your money. That's why you're in a mess. I know because I've been there. So sit down and talk with the financial professional so they can help you get your stuff in order. I want to say something else, but this is a family show. Get your stuff in order. All right? All right. All right, I'm going to a song. I'll be right back after the song to bring you more of the horoscopes brought to you by noted astrologer Mike Kathias. And stay tuned.
Bad little flex, she wanna know me. I stay low key, all gas, no brakes. Baby, let them hoes sleep. Body on 10, make your girl OD. I get in my way, never out of my lane. Feel like you the one and I'm on one. So what is gon' be? Baby, squad up, we finna go deep. Is you riding on a team? Got what you need. Baby, won't you keep me company? You should side with me. Stay solid one time if you lie with me. Just promise you never lie to me. Keep the moves on tuck. I know it's all up. Everything good. Keep the vibes on crush. I know it's all good. Know it's all love. Know it's all love. I've been feeling like I'm feeling like a man. I can daily, baddest in the lattice in the land. Body turn your nigga to a fan, yep, fan. I made it where I'm at on my own. Had a couple blocks in the road, but I get to the bag on the low. I be counting stacks while they grow, yeah, you know me. Baby, won't you keep me company? Give me something to do when I get lonely. I got something for you when we get home. If you let me put it down, when I come in town, you should lie on me. You should side with me. Stay solid one time if you lie with me. Just promise you never lie to me. Keep the moves on tuck. I know it's all up. Everything good. Keep the vibes on crush. I know it's all good. Know it's all
feel like every day is your birthday. I want to spend my life with you. And now it's time to celebrate. Cause we're running out of time. So cover your eyes. Cause I have a surprise for you. Baby, it's your birthday.
Bringing you the daily horoscopes brought to you by noted astrologer Mike Thyssen. We're gonna pick it up with Libra. Depression may result if you don't get to do things your own way. Be careful how you deal with colleagues. Direct your energy into physical entertainment. All right, look, sometimes you can't have things your own way, Libra, but here's what I would say: try to find another way, right? Try to find a compromise. Don't let that beat you down to the point that you are just depressed about it. So try to find a way to do things, even look for a compromise. If it's going to make you feel better, not be depressed. In the meantime, direct your energy into physical entertainment. So find something that, like bowling or something, or golf or batting cages or something like that. All right. That'll make you feel better too. Scorpio, your leadership ability will enhance your reputation. Someone you work with may be withholding valuable information. You may want to get involved in some kind of creative group. All right, listen. Someone you work with is holding out on you, Scorpio, because they know your leadership is enhancing your reputation. So they're going to hold valuable information to screw you up. Don't that suck? That is horrible. Watch your back. That's all I'm saying, Scorpio. Watch your back. Sagittarius, use discrimination and play hard to get. Keep your thoughts and opinions to yourself and you won't get dragged into unsavory debates. You are best to tuck your money away where no one will be able to touch it, including yourself. When I hear them say do something like that, I always think about a CD. Because you can touch it, but you're going to be penalized if you touch it too soon. So before you do that, consult a financial professional. I know you want to put your money away. You want to tuck it away. Don't tuck it too far. You can't access it yourself when you really need it. So consult a financial professional about that, Sagittarius. Capricorn, don't give them the use of your credit card. Try not to be overbearing where family is concerned. Obstacles may stand in your way where career and success are concerned. Here's the things about obstacles. They're not everlasting. You need to find a way to go over the obstacle, under the obstacle, around the obstacle, or through the obstacle. But you got to find a way. If it's important to you to reach your goals, you have got to find a way to overcome the obstacles. And you can if you put your mind to it. All right, Capricorn. Aquarius, you will have to make some changes regarding your direction if you keep on top of your career expectations. Travel will be favorable. Be discreet with private information. Pleasure trips will promote romance. Okay. Look at you going all out there having some fun and looking at romance. Yes, travel. But listen, be careful. Be discreet with your private information. Yeah, keep that to yourself. If you don't want it to get out, don't tell nobody. It's that simple. I know it sounds simple, but it is that simple. The minute you tell somebody, Aquarius, you run the risk of them sharing with somebody else. So just keep it to yourself. All right, last but not least, my fellow fish Pisces, you may have difficulties with foreigners. Red tape could be impossible to clear up today. Emotional relationships will be plentiful if you attend group activities. All right, you're going to have some difficulty with foreigners. Oh, my goodness. What does that mean? I don't know. But look, Fish, whatever it is, you can overcome the difficulties, okay? Red tape would be impossible to clear up today. And if you can't clear it up, then you can't clear it up. It is what it is. In the meantime, have some fun. Go out with some groups and have a whole lot of fun. That's all. You can't clear it up, then you can't clear it up. If you can't cut through it, just listen. You might have to leave it, Fish. That's all. All right, that's all the horoscopes I got for you today. I'll be back again tomorrow at 10 a.m. to bring you more of the horoscopes brought to you by noted astrologer Micah Thyssen. Now let's get on to some news you can use. So there was a young boy. His name, he's from Peachtree Corners. His name is Dane Scott. And he used to love watching NASCAR with his grandfather. Now, guess what, y'all? He's 18 years old, and he is a Formula 4 racer, pushing the pedal to the metal in pursuit of his dream, competing in the highest class of open-wheel single-seater racing car in the United States. I wanted to give a shout-out to Dane. Let me tell you something. His mind was already formed since the time he was a kid. Yeah, his mind was formed already. Got sponsors and everything. Now he's a race car driver. Because when children are young, they're very impressionable. They're gonna create the life they want. But here's the thing. If you start them out doing something right now, it's going to be, listen, I tell everybody, my brother has had a coach since he was 6 years old. He had a football coach, and my mom made sure he stayed in football because she didn't want him to get caught up in the streets. Like, we didn't grow up in the best neighborhoods, and so her thing was, if I can keep him, you know, into something, he will do good, and he has. He loves football. He was raised in football, and when you talk to him, it's about football. He visited me yesterday, and we had some general conversation, but it always lead back to football, which is fine because we watch, you know, we are a football family because of my mom, and she loves football. Like, she watched all, she likes sports, though. She would watch golf. She would watch baseball. She likes sports in general. She liked all sports. So she made us sports people, but because of how soon you start kids into something, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're either going to like it or they're not, but it becomes a part of who they are. And at some point, they'll decide whether they want to do something different. But for 18-year-old Dane, yeah, he's a Formula 4 race car driver. Shout out to you, boy. Do your thing, little man. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Now, listen. Okay, so there is an importance of cleaning up in a crime scene, right? Let me tell y'all a quick story. So, and it's kind of sad, but I'm going to tell you anyway. When my dad passed away, he lived in Vegas. His wife had passed 11 months prior to him passing, and he always wanted to move to Vegas. And so when she was alive, she told me that they were going to move to North Carolina where I lived, but she passed away before that happened. And then 11 months later, my dad passed away. He passed away in Vegas. And I remember doing a well check because he hadn't called. My mom would call and talk to him, right? After his wife passed, she would call and talk to him. She talked to him when his wife was living too, though. I don't know. My mom was still like his friend after the divorce, and he cheated anyway, that's a whole nother story. Anyway, my mom called him. He didn't answer the phone. So she told me your dad didn't answer the phone. So I would always call and say, if you don't answer this phone, I'm gonna call the police, which I would do because I know that, you know, something could be wrong. So this particular night, it was a Monday night. I was watching, CSI Miami, and I had called him like, hey, because he lived in Vegas, so it was 3 hour time difference. Hey, calling to check on you. If you don't call me back in the next such and such minutes, I'm gonna call the police. He didn't call me back, so I called the police. They went out to do a well check, and my father had passed away in the house. And so when my brother and I went to Vegas to go through all of this stuff and arrange the funeral and all that stuff, they had to do a special cleaning, right? Because my dad had passed away in the house. And they told us you can't. I didn't want to stay in the house. And my brother wanted to stay in the house, not me. I was like, yeah, I'm not staying. But they told us we couldn't stay in the house because they had to do a special kind of cleaning. And the guy also said to me, he said to us, like, you know, we do this a lot. This is like what we do out here in Vegas because every day somebody jump off the stratosphere thingy. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, they lose all their money and they jump. So if you've ever been to Vegas, the stratosphere is very tall. And so to jump off of that, I can't imagine what you look like when you land. But anyway, crime scene cleanup is crucial in restoring a safe and healthy environment. So there's an article on patch.com and it talks about crime. And I wanted to share this because we have a lot of stuff going on, right? and people want to get all up in this space and be all in the way, it's important that we understand how things work. So there's an article on patch.com and it's talking about crime scene cleanups. I want you to take a look at that article and just learn some things. Learn what it is. And here's the thing. You may look at that as a career opportunity. I mean, me personally, that would be absolutely a no for me, because I was in my dad's house after he passed, and I could barely stand there the time we stayed. And my brother was like, "We're going to spend the night." Like, "We are not staying in this house, bruh. So I'm pull yourself together so we can get up out of here." So there's a lot that goes into it, and it's a lot of things that people don't think about. So check out the article. I thought it was pretty interesting. That's why I shared it with you guys. I thought it was a pretty interesting article. Okay, the Gwinnett County Sheriff's Office. Yes, the Gwinnett County Sheriff's Office recognizes the following deputies from the Family Violence Unit and Mental Health Task Force. Corporal J. Gore, Master Deputy W. Hall, Master Deputy S. High, Master Deputy J. Lopez, and Master Deputy A. Persons. Congratulations. Listen, the sheriff, let me tell you about the sheriff department. The sheriff department shows some love to they folks. I must talk more about the governmental agency here in Gwinnett County that I probably talk the most about is the sheriff department. You know why? Because they show love to their people. So shout out to everybody I just named. They show love. So that's why I talk about them, because the sheriff department is not playing games. They show their people some love. You hear what I'm saying? Yes, they do. They certainly do. All right, I'm going to go to a song. I'll be right back after this song to bring you more of what's going on in and around Gwinnett County. So stay tuned.
I've been thinking about you. I'm waiting for it all to come true. I'm longing to hear you say. Still my heart away.
Welcome back. It's your girl, Audrey Bell Kearney, bringing you the daily rundown about what's going on in and around Gwinnett County. Corporal King did an outstanding job when he stopped a vehicle that was speeding 65 and a 45 mile per hour zone. The suspect, you know, he suspected something was awry, right? So he got his canine dog, Clodo, and they went to investigate it and was alerted to drugs. So the officer searched the vehicle and located a handgun, which is a serious issue as the driver was also a convicted felon. So the suspect was charged with multiple offenses, including possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, drug and other charges. So shout out to you, Carpa King, for having that sense of something ain't right here. I just wanted to give him a shout out because, you know, they keep us safe and they put their lives on the line. And I say this all the time. I know it's some bad apples in the bunch, but all one bad apple don't spoil the whole daggone bunch. And we got some good cops out there who go out every day and they put their lives on the line to keep us safe. So shout out. I always like to show them some love because I'm grateful for the work that they do. So Georgia Department of Transportation, like, they ask you, have you spotted some LED signs over in District 7 that flashes your speed when you're driving? Yeah, they're watching you. Yep, they're watching you. The signs are not only customizable and battery powered, but they also record daily average daily traffic counts and gather data about speed of the vehicles and corridors. Now, my guess, and I'm just guessing, I ain't saying this is what happened, in a minute they're going to take your license plate if you speed. I'm just saying. I ain't saying that's what's going to happen. I'm just saying. So right now they're clocking you when you turn. I was behind somebody. I was in front of somebody the other day, right? Now, I know I drive Sugarloaf all the time, and there's one of these speed lights right there. I'm not going to be driving the speed light, because when you get to a certain point, the signs say 45 miles, right? So it's 55 miles until you get to that certain point where it becomes 45 miles. And they wanted me to go fast. I'm like, I don't give a hoot. Go around. You want to go faster than this? Go around, because I'm not going to go fast. And I turn that bend, and the next thing you know, there's an officer sitting there going, okay, we pulling you over, and I'm going to have to talk about my own stuff on my own show about being pulled over for speeding. I don't care. Go around. You in a rush, go around, because I know the thing is sitting right there. I know it's telling me to slow down because it's 45 miles an hour. I'm not doing it. So anyway. All right. The city of Lawrenceville introducing Sinclair by world-renowned sculptor Anthony Howe. Yeah, a huge shout out to Lawrenceville Arts Commission for acquiring this mesmerizing kinetic sculpture for Lawrenceville residents and visitors to enjoy. Stop by Gateway Park across from Lawrenceville City Hall to see the art piece. Yeah, and it comes alive. It's beautiful. It is beautiful. I think it's very pretty. I like art. I can't draw. I can't draw. I can think of great things though. But let me tell you something. When they brought out like the whole ChatGPT, the whole Midjourney, DALL-E 2, now they got Leonardo. These are all AI softwares, right? Oh my God. Even Canva. Canva got AI built in. Oh, I could lose myself over there because it allows me to just think about what I want, which I thought that was fascinating. Think about what I want, type it in, and it draws a picture for me. I thought it was absolutely fabulous. I did. And I thought about having me an art gallery online. I still do, because it's just selling prints of things that came out of my head. And I was like, that is amazing. So I might still have me a little art gallery, and it's just the things that I thought of. Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, Sinclair is a kinetic wind sculpture activated by winds of approximately 1 mile per hour. Anthony Howe's incredible sculpture can be found in public spaces across the United States and across the globe, most notably in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, where he installed his piece In the Cloud Light 3 from 2016 Summer Olympics. Howe's sculptures are unlike any other, and Lawrenceville is lucky to be the home of Georgia's first Anthony Howe kinetic sculpture. So shout out to all of y'all over there. Yes, good work, good work. I thought that was pretty doggone cool. I wanted to share that. I love it. I love it. I think it's a beautiful piece. It's just, I love it. Like, I would love to have that in my yard. It's like a windmill, but it's the way it's made. It's just so pretty. And I can just see me sitting outside and just looking at that. It's beautiful. So if you get a chance, stop by Gateway Park and you'll check it out there. You can check it out there. All right, look, got some announcements to make. So if you are in Gwinnett County, anywhere in Georgia, and you want to attend some of our events, the Gwinnett Women's Chamber of Commerce has some upcoming events. So this coming Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., we're going to be at Outback restaurant over in Snellville for our networking after hours. So it's an after hour mixer and networker. So if you want to join us, it's free to join. You buy food if you want to. That's up to you. But it's free to attend. So if you want to do some networking, we invite you to join us this coming Wednesday at the Outback located on 124 in Snellville. We're going to be networking over dinner because it's dinner time at 6 o'clock in the evening. So networking over dinner. So you're welcome to join us. Also, that following Thursday, we have our small business talk. We have our small business lunch and learn. So if you want to attend that, we're going to be talking. Miss Delise Lawrence is going to be our guest speaker. So if you are, you know, thinking about starting a business, want to know how to grow your business, want to learn more about business, she is an amazing and fascinating person with a beautiful background in business. So I invite you to join us. You can register for that event by going to GwinnettWomen'sChamber.com, GwinnettWomen'sChamber.com to join us. Also, listen, if you are a woman in business, no matter where you are in this world, and you would like to be a part of a thriving community that's supportive and collaborative, we invite you to join the Gwinnett Women's Chamber of Commerce. We are a group of women who are committed to not only being connecting, not only just doing business, but connecting and building a community where we can all flourish and grow together. The women over there have been so amazing, already collaborating and making big things happen, just great stuff going on. And no matter where you are, like you can be in Alabama, you can be in New York, you can be in New Hampshire, you can be in Africa, you can be in the UK, you can be in Brazil. You know, we invite you to become a part of our chamber. Yes, we are a chamber with the name Gwinnett in it, but we are open to all women who want to be a part of a community that's thriving and not just, we don't, in that community, we're not selling you stuff. It's all about you and us building great businesses, building brands, building legacy wealth. That's what it's about. You know, now, do things get sold in there? Yes, because we are business people by the same token and we offer services, but that's not what we're doing. You're not going to join the group and then we're going to be trying to sell you a whole bunch of stuff inside the community. We get together once a month. We did our Million Dollar Monday call this morning at 8 o'clock. So every other Monday, we do our Million Dollar Monday call where we talk about things that's going to help us get to $1 million in our business if we haven't gotten there. If someone in the group has already gotten to $1 million, they share their experience and also strategies and tools to help them get there. And then on Tuesdays, every other Tuesday, we do a Think Tank Tuesday in the evening times for people who can't get on the 8 o'clock call in the on Mondays. They can get on the Think Tank. We talk about the same kind of stuff there as well. And then every other Sunday, we do a Think Tank at 4:30 so that women, you know, if you have to go to work on Monday, if it's too late in the evening on Tuesdays, then Sunday afternoons after church is another option. So we do 6 online events a month so you don't have to feel like you're being left out. And to be honest with you, those are our best events. Like the online community, the online events are pretty much the best. We do get together and have a lot of fun when we get together, but I find that people are there to do business. When we are networking, we're there to network and just have some fun and let our hair down and make connections. So if you are a woman anywhere in the world, listen to the sound of my voice, you are invited to join the Gwinnett Women's Chamber of Commerce. We would love to have you, especially if you're in another country, because we want to know more about your country and how to do business without borders. So if you are in another country and you're listening to the sound of my voice, we would love for you to join us, and also so you can open up the gateway doors for us to be able to do business in your country. So thank you all for listening. All right. I'm going to go to a song and I'm going to go to my last song. Then I'm going to come back and give you my words of inspiration before I go. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.
1, 2, 3. Love should be easy. Why should it not? When all you want is to be loved, is to be loved. Just for a rush. So now I run.
listen, guys, that's all I got for you today. But before I go, I want to give you my words of inspiration. Here goes. It says, life is a party that we make it. And partly, life is partly what we make it and partly what, wait a minute. Life is partly what we make it and partly what is made by the friends we choose. Ooh, that's a good one. Life is partly what we make it and partly what is made by the friends we choose. Tennessee Williams said that, and he was right. So we can make life whatever we want to make it, but also think about the people that you're around, right? Because that also weighs in on the life that you live. And you heard the saying, like, you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. Yes, that's true. If you spend your time with people who are not doing anything, going anywhere, chances are you're not going to do anything. You're not going to go anywhere. If you spend your time with people that just work all the time, work, chances are that's because you're working all the time. Work. That's all. But so you got to understand. So when you look at your life and say, Mom, my life is not the way I want it. My question to you then becomes, who are you spending time with? Because that's gonna be a reflection of the life that you have. If you don't spend your time with the people who are going in the direction that you're going in, your life is not gonna be the way you want it. So if your life is not going the way you want it, look at the friends that you hang around. There's a song, I think. Look at the friends you hang around. If your friends, if all they do is drink and that's who you're around all the time, even if you don't drink, eventually you're gonna bend. You're going to bend to the pressure of just being the odd man out who never drinks. Now, if you are that strong, and some people are, they're that strong, but you can't be around those people on a constant, consistent basis and not drink. It's going to wear you down to the point, okay, maybe I just have one drink. Yeah, I'm just going to drink this one time. Then it's two times. Then it's three times. Now you become a product of your circle, right? Same thing with anything in life. Who are you around? I can tell you right now, I'm a part of an amazing group of women right now. And I'm so excited because I've been looking for this for a long time. And just being around them has stretched me. Like, I know they say that I stretched them, but they have stretched me because I'm so used to just being kind of solo with my journey. If not just one other person with me on that journey. And we're so much alike till I don't think we do each other good. We not for real. We do each other some good, but we're so much alike till we kind of agree with what the other one is saying. And we just kind of keep going in that circle. Now I'm in a different circle and it's different. You know, it's a different, I can see things differently. I move differently. I think differently. Because some of the people in the circle challenge me. And they challenge me because not only are they on their journey to be great, so am I. But I also challenge them too with things that they're lacking in. So find new friends if you know you're not going down the path that you want to go down, because you are the sum of the five people you hang around the most. What five people are those? Ask yourself that question. All right, that's all I got for you today. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you spent the last 44 minutes with me, and I love and appreciate you for that. If you miss any episodes of the show, go to goodmorninggwinnett.com to listen to past episodes there. And be sure to connect with me on Facebook and Instagram at Good Morning Gwinnett. And also share the show with your friend. And if you like the show, subscribe to the show. If you really like the show, there's a link in the description that says buy me a cup of coffee. Click the link and you can buy me a cup of coffee. I appreciate that. Also, be sure to come back again tomorrow at 10 a.m. because I'll be back again, God willing. You guys stay safe out there. And until next time, my friends, until next time, make it a great day. Bye, y'all.
You've been listening to Good Morning Gwinnett. Make sure to tune in Monday through Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time to find out what's happening around Gwinnett. If you like this episode, subscribe now and share with your friends. To learn more about Noise Media Network, visit noisemedia.us.